Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's recipe of the day is instant pot porridge, or understanding the instant pot porridge setting. Porridge is something brilliant that you can cook in the instant pot, that if you live in the US, you might just call it oatmeal. But it's one of the same. You're basically putting your oats into the instant pot, you're flavouring it, you're cooking it, and then you can serve it however you like your porridge. The story behind us making porridge in the instant pot was that we were travelling around Europe. It was the summer of 2018. And I didn't have many supplies. I had no fridge, and we didn't really have room for shopping. We were camping by tent and we did 8 different countries in 8 weeks. It was great fun being on the road with the kids. But, you know, it was very much a juggling effort, robbing Peter to pay Paul just to fit things in the car. So I really didn't have room. And like I said, no fridge. So breakfast very much became porridge. And, you know, as you know, normal dairy cannot be taken to pressure in the instant pot because it's very easy for it to explode. So coconut milk has become the norm. But what happened in this recipe is that because we were travelling, we couldn't fridge anything. So we used the cartons of coconut milk instead for our porridge. And of course, we had honey in the jars because we didn't have any room for anything else. So this became our go-to in that summer. And still now, we find that this is the nicest porridge recipe we've done in the Instant Pot. And it's really nice. And you can also reheat it. So if it's just one person you're feeding for breakfast, you could do this portion size, which will easily do up to 6 people for breakfast. And you could have it for your Monday to Friday. And then it's already done and you don't have to worry about it. So the ingredients you need is, of course, your porridge oats. Or do you call it oatmeal? Or would you just call it oats? Well, normal oats. I'm not talking steel cut here because they carry a different time and temperature in the instant pot. And then coconut milk. You need plenty of that to cover the porridge oats with for it to go to pressure. And as well as this, a tablespoon of honey, 2 teaspoons of butter, and a teaspoon of brown sugar. And then for making it, it's quite easy really. You place the coconut milk, porridge oats, and butter into the instant pot and stir. Place the lid on the instant pot, set the valve for sealing, and press the porridge function. It might be called oatmeal on yours if you live in the US. Then adjust the time to 4 minutes. When it beeps, do a quick pressure release and stir in the honey and brown sugar, and then serve with your favourite fruit. For example, we love ours with some chopped bananas, strawberries and berries on top. But it's up to you. But the butter gives it that lovely creamy texture. And it's just brilliant. And it's so fast. But a warning, make sure you keep an eye on the Instant Pot to make sure it actually goes to pressure. Because sometimes it doesn't like the liquid and the oats balance. And if that happens, it can burn a little bit at the bottom. So if this happens, lid off, quick stir. Add a tiny bit more coconut milk to the pot, put it back on, and it'll go straight to pressure. So if you do have any problems in that department, you know, just persevere with it until you find the best balance for your instant pot. Because they can be a bit different and a bit weird sometimes, can't they, can instant pots. So that's just how easy that is to do. And if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search porridge, then you can find the full recipe, step-by-step photos and a printable recipe card. Or if you'd rather try the steel-cut oats version, which in the UK they call pin oats, or pinhead oats or something like that. Can't quite remember. Then if you search steel on our site, then you can also find this recipe on there too. Thank you. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to head over to recipethis.com as we have a Ninja Foodie category just dedicated to our Ninja Foodie recipes. As well as that, you'll find a Ninja Foodie cookbook that is jam-packed with Ninja Foodie recipes that you can download and then print and follow along at home.